This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
On Free FM 89.0. You're listening to Roseanne, and I have with me in the studio here today, Darren E, aka Daz, from The Good Day Matrix. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Kia ora.
Kia ora to you as well. Hey, look, we thought today would be a great opportunity to have a chat around workplace wellbeing, and in particular for our community sector, and it could be for your staff, but also too for your volunteers, the people that are helping you out along the way. So, Darren E, I'm kind of probably... AKA Daz, here we go again. I'm just really keen, just to hear a little bit about what does the Good Day Matrix do around the wellbeing space?
First of all, thank you for saying Darren E. Not many people say it right, but you've known me a long time, so that's why I think it's ingrained in your brain. The Good Day Matrix, we're a purpose-led wellbeing organisation. We're all about seeing people thrive and live well every single day. That's our goal. That's what we work towards. That's what we work so hard to be able to deliver accessible wellbeing and to anybody, and we do that via developing wellbeing strategies, doing wellbeing workshops, and holding different wellbeing events, as well as me sort of working in the leadership area and doing coaching. And so all of that is paid work that then allows us to deliver all of our free to access. So we do interviews with amazing Kiwis, and we have Pilates and high intensity videos and just things that people can access for free on our website, just trying to take down barriers and let them try new things. So that's our goal, is to inspire some curiosity and really empower people to take a bit of charge to make some decisions around what's going to work for them to thrive.
Yeah, so cool. Hey, and how did you get into it in the first place?
Quite the journey, Roseanne, quite the journey. I came straight out of school and I studied sport and rec, so I've always been incredibly passionate about moving, about taking care of myself, about working with other people. I think is actually a real critical part in there for me, is sort of that team aspect or working with others and learning. And then I went into teaching, wasn't PE teaching, I went and did early childhood teaching. Then I had children, and after my second son, I got postnatal depression, which at the time I didn't realise it was. I just came unhinged. I couldn't do things. I didn't want to walk the dog outside by myself. I lost confidence in myself. I really isolated myself. And my husband was like, why don't you work out with some friends in the garage? And I was like, horrible idea. Why would I invite anyone when I can barely look at myself, kind of thing? A couple of weeks later, I processed that and I was like, maybe it's not the worst idea in the whole wide world, and invited six friends to work out in my garage. Which turned into 120 women after 3 months just through word of mouth. It wasn't supposed to be anything, but we just built this amazing community that was not around movement. It was around conversation and a safe space to laugh and giggle and talk about, you know, PTAs and all these different things that were sort of front of mind for people that were causing them issues. And then I started managing netball. So I started managing the Waikato Bay O'Plenty National League team, which took up all my nights, which meant that I couldn't train those women anymore. So I had to really make some decisions about what I wanted to do, but not let people down. And I can't stand letting people down. And I'd finally found something that worked for me, and they'd really supported me. And I wanted to make sure I didn't leave people in the lurch, which came to be developing a world first app, which was ridiculous, and I still laugh. I was very much an accidental founder, and I got to meet the founder of Netflix, and I got to do all of these amazing things. We got funding from Callaghan Innovation, and we developed this app, but we need a lot of money in order to develop an app, and we had to pull the pin in 2021. So that journey of the app started in 2019, which then sort of morphed into, well, we need to stop, but we're not done helping people, so how do we continue seeing people thrive and delivering accessible things for them in the wellbeing space, which was the Good Day Matrix. So we stood up a platform in 6 weeks, and we talked to all our contributors who were all on the same page as us of the, we want to support women, we want to see people thrive. So putting that out there for free is what the plan is, and that's what we do. So yeah, here we are.
So it sounds like it was a very great pivot, which was a bit of a, unfortunately, a bit of a buzzword happening around the old COVID times. But it's amazing how many organisations or individuals have actually sort of stopped, taken stock of where they are and where they want to go, and whether it's morphed into something completely different or just maybe a slight change of direction.
Yeah, and that's what we've seen in terms of our workplace wellbeing now is people don't want to work crazy hours and then have to spend the entire weekend or whatever holidays they get just recovering and recuperating to then go again. That's not what we're here for, and people have started to sort of realise there's more to life than just and how you prioritise things. What sits on top? Is it family or is it money? Is it education? You know, so starting to really evaluate that and think about it. And workplaces, that's the conversations we're having. Is it's not about sort of fruit bowl Fridays, and it's not about those little bits, but it's how do we live and breathe workplace wellbeing every day? What does it look like here for our team? Because we've worked with you guys with it, obviously doing the wellbeing strategy, and it looks different for every team. And there's no set plan, but we've got to start being more aware of our people and what they need to thrive every day in their work.
Yeah, that's so true. And just following on from that, so Community Waikato, we're very fortunate that we did get to work alongside Daz and the Good Day Matrix team around our own wellbeing strategy. And from that, we all individually developed our own wellbeing plan. And it sort of tied into our annual performance reviews, more just to, I suppose, just keep check on are we doing what we say we're wanting to do and how is it working and especially around our work environment.
Yeah.
And it's probably quite different for the whole 10 of us really at the organisation. But for me, it's been really good because it's allowed me to sort of say to myself, actually it's okay if I want to work from home. It's okay if I maybe don't start till 9. And it's okay if I want to stop at 2 o'clock and take my mum to a doctor's appointment and I know that, you know, I'll sort of be able to make up the time or knowing that the organisation is caring about my wellbeing and that is an important element for me too. Mm. So that's been really great for us. And I think other staff members have said the same thing. It's just given them that permission for some reason.
Yeah, and we struggle to give it to ourselves. Mm. But I think there's a term called assumed trust, and I find it really interesting because a lot of businesses now, they gave flexibility when COVID happened. Work from home if you need to. We're going flexible. And now a lot are pulling staff back in. Mm. And there's lots of arguments to that. There's lots of conversations around that of, you know, what's the purpose then? So what do we do when we're at work that's different to when we're at home? And this level of assumed trust, you know, that's the model I will always run with my team. And I don't care who's on my team. You're there for a reason. And I will assume trust. I'll assume that if I can't see you doing your work, I don't need to see you doing it to know that you're doing it. And I don't need to know if you're doing it within our set parameters of 8 to 4.30 or, you know, we go 7.30 to 4, but you'll get it done. And that's the kind of people we're working with. And I think that's that level of culture and, again, wellbeing that you need to build into your organisation, that I don't need to look over someone's shoulder to know if they're doing their work. Mm. And that level of assumed trust goes both ways. So they trust me as well. And, you know, trust is hard to, once you've broken it, it's really hard to get it back. So people don't want to. They want to do right by you. They appreciate their work. And, you know, so it's, setting your expectations up, but then giving that assumed trust and going, well, if that's what works for you, if you want to start at 9 and we're all starting at 7:30, no skin off my nose. And if you knock off at 2 to take your mum to the doctor, I'll be doing the same to pick my kids up from school. And that, we don't need to have a discussion about that. It just needs to happen how it needs to happen for you. That's not, I don't need to know about it every day of how it's going to work for you. Just make it work for you. And I think that's so much more productive.
It is. And I think you're just, sort of picking up on the culture of the organisation. And that's so paramount, isn't it? Just to have that right culture within the organisation. And we had that. And then just by having our wellbeing strategy, it's just actually enhanced our culture even more so. And it has, you know, we do have that assumed trust within our team, and we have some that prefer to work at home. We have some that prefer to work in the office, and some the hybrid model. Mm. But we all know we can do whatever is going to best suit our working environment. It's great to know.
I love too though that you said you've just recently brought a staff member on. I mean, we did that almost 3 years ago, probably 2 years ago.
A good 2 years ago.
That, And that's still something that when you're onboarding a staff member, you're talking to them about their well-being and what their plan is. And so that's why we do this. This is why we build a strategy, because it's not something that we do with you for 6 months and disappear and that goes to the bottom of a priority pile. We want that to be something that weaves into every policy you have, every approach you have to your work. And that makes me so proud to hear that that's still something that's a priority for you in performance appraisals or just onboarding staff, because it sets that tone immediately to them. I care about you. So you tell me what works for you, and then we get to work. And that's just, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's something that we definitely have embedded into our whole culture and I suppose our recruitment processes, as you've said. And it's one of the first things that we discuss, when we do bring a new staff member on. And I think it's a great opportunity for them to then get a good feel of where is the culture of the organisation at. And also for them, I think it's easier for them to help build that assume trust up with not only the manager but the other staff members as well. It's good that we still have it front and centre, and as we talked about before, as a part of our performance review process. And then look, that's not a very formal process. It's very much the let's just have a chat.
Yeah.
Whether it's over a coffee or, even online, whatever it might be, just to sort of see how we've been going.
Yeah.
How's the wellbeing plan going? Is that actually working for you in regards to your wellbeing? If not, what can we change?
Yeah.
And you can guarantee that every single staff member of our organisation probably still does work over and beyond.
Yeah.
The 37 and a half hours or 40 hours a week that we sort of got on our contracts to do, but we don't mind because it goes and swings and roundabouts.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah,
indeed. All right. Well, this is probably a really great opportunity for us just to take a little break and have a little bit of music. I did ask Daz to have a look through one of our Kiwi Gold discs. I thought maybe they might have been a little bit old for her. But anyway, she's come up with Dragon and Are You Old Enough?
Put
And welcome back to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. You're listening to Roseanne, and I have with me in the studio here today Daz from the Good Day Matrix. So welcome back.
Thank you.
So a bit of good music there from Dragon. Are you old enough? Yeah, it takes me back to the 80s, which was such a good era for music, I must say so, even if I am showing my age by that. So the first part, before the music, we talked a little bit about the Good Day Matrix, what you do, and we talked a little bit about how we've worked alongside you with developing a wellbeing strategy and wellbeing plans for all of our staff members. So we just really thought it'd be quite good just to have a little bit of a chat about some of the other initiatives that you've got going on at the moment.
Cool. So we've got a few this year, which are all really, really exciting, and they all come from research we've done or conversations we've had out in the community. We don't want to put anything out there that's not going to be useful, and just for content's sake almost. Mm-hmm. So we've got an event happening in May called the Workplace Wellbeing Big Day Out, which has come from talking to so many industries, whether it's community groups to corporates to trades, and all those same discussions about burnout and about stress, about anxiety, about how they deliver feedback to their team, and the anxiety that comes just from having those sort of conversations mm-hmm. around feedback of good things and bad things, and the cultures that are set when mistakes are made, those kinds of things. So the Big Day Out has come from that. So we're inviting 80 people. So there's about 20 tickets left, I believe, for sale at the moment. And it's a range we've already got. We've got insurance brokers, we've got trades, we've got educators, we've got accountants, we've got university staff, we've got doctors from the hospital who have all bought tickets to come along, because it's all about cross-pollinating. So we want to get to some really decent root causes and have some conversations that are across the board. So not just talking to your team, but talking across and going, if you guys are finding the same problems, you know, how can we start to use some of what you do in our industry? Because you don't just have to focus on your trade industry and what's been done there to see best practice. There's things that we can learn across. So that's the main premise of the day, is to really just start having those conversations across the board, but also infuse right through learning and development, and not just learning from us, from the Good Day Matrix in terms of wellbeing and leadership, but also using the room's knowledge, getting that collective intelligence together, and really, yeah, leaving there hopefully with a full buzz and with a toolkit that's ready to go with some new things you want to implement and do.
That's great. And I think having that cross pollination as well, I think it can actually help you to feel like actually we're not the only ones that are maybe, you know, struggling with this, or you know, finding there's a bit of a challenge here or there, and you know, sort of you hear that from other people from different sectors, you know, you go, okay, well, it's more about society in general, not just ourselves. So that's, I find that's a really great benefit for coming along to these types of events.
And it also just gives you, hopefully, if it goes the way we want it to, more connections outside of it. You know, you find more people who are passionate about caring for humans at work. And so you can touch base with them and go, hey, we've implemented this. Hey, did you do your one? Or, hey, I just want some feedback about this, and actually start to use those networks and, you know, find mentors along the way that might just become that person you catch up with once every 6 months about it. Or, yeah, so that's the intention as well, is to naturally find that, not force networking, but do it in a way that you'll find those people if they're your people along the way, yeah.
Most definitely. And so what I actually really liked was the job description, well, not the job description, what am I saying? The event description, like your flyer that you put out, you know, it was real, just, you know, good old plain English, you know, and talking about what you can expect, who it's for, some of the themes, no jargon at all in there. And I really loved the whole lots of energy, lots of practical things. Now, that is really important. You know, so obviously there's going to be practical things for them to either talk about or do, but also to be able to take away with them, isn't it? It's not just the theory side of it. It's this, how you can now implement this back in your own workplace or community group, whatever it might be.
Yeah, 100%. And there's nothing worse than sort of leaving with all these ideas but no clue of how you're going to take that first next step. So the goal, again, by the end of that day is you'll have sort of set up yourself with a 90-day plan. So you're going to be like, right, when I hit the ground, my first thing is I'm going to have a conversation with my boss, or I'm going to do some research and chuck out a survey about this with the team. Or so you'll hopefully walk out of there with a pretty clear plan of what your next steps are to keep the momentum. And that's why we're encouraging people not to come alone and bring at least one other team member with them, because it's really hard. I mean, from early childhood days, we'd go on PD on our own. You'd come back and you'd be just fizzing with all these great ideas. You'd seen these amazing things. You'd visited centres. You'd seen, you know, we'd been to conferences, nobody else was on the same waka. Mm. They didn't feel the same vibe. And you know that it would have been great, but to get the buy-in when you've already got a giant workload is pretty hard. So if you can come along with another team member who also gets to hear the same messages, who gets to meet the different people, who gets to feel the vibe and see what's possible, then you've got two of you and you become, you know, a unit when you go back into work, and you can start sharing that load and not be the only person.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great tip for our listeners out there. So the details of the big day out, date, where, venue?
Yep, we're doing it at WinTech, Te Pukinga in Hamilton at the Bill Gallagher Event Room 1. It's on Tuesday the 21st of May from 9:30 to 2:30. So we like to keep our days like in our school hours. So for anyone who's got school drop-offs and pickups, hopefully we fit in with that. And we always bring good kai, as you know, Roseanne. So we make sure that we fill everyone's bellies with joy as well as their souls. There'll be good music in the breaks. And we do a lot of stuff to keep things moving and really energised throughout our events as well.
Now, I might be just putting you on the spot or just test your memory here. So how much it costs for people to come along to this?
That's an outstanding question. Yeah. I think it's $120 for a ticket, but there's also a community Waikato special group rate of $102 for anyone who would like to come along from community Waikato as well. So
hey, that sounds great. And you know, look, that's that amount, it's, you can get so much for that. Yeah. That's great in comparison to a lot of other sort of professional development opportunities out there. And we also want to thank you for providing that community discount rate for any of our listeners that are wanting to come along. But it sounds like you're gonna have to get in quick because only about 20 spaces left. So if anyone here is interested, how do they find you? How do they contact you?
You can contact us via our website, thegooddaymatrix.co.nz, or you can go to Humanitix and just type in workplace wellbeing big day out, and you'll find the event and the event page there. But to get that group rate with Community Waikato, just flick us an email through our website and we'll get you sorted.
All right. Hey, that sounds fantastic. All right, we've still got about 6 minutes to go. So what else are you up to? You know, what are some of the other initiatives you're up to?
We've got our Take 10 Leadership and Wellbeing event happening in September this year. So we did that last year in November. We have 10 speakers come along. So we've already confirmed almost all of our 10 speakers. So we're really amped. It is going to be an exceptional day. We're so excited. So keep that on your radars. We're doing a lot of work out in the communities at the moment. So we're going to be doing a big project. We're just finishing one with Hauraki Plains College. We're going to be starting one with Waihi. And then we're going to do a big community event, which hasn't been announced yet, so I better be careful what I'm saying, in conjunction with 5 councils across the Waikato. And there'll be a big super day happening in August in Matamata Piako. And there'll be about 800 attendees.
Wow.
All going well. And that's going to be a mammoth day of collaborating across communities, again, of looking at root cause problems out in the communities of our people who are out there doing amazing things, who feel like they're out there on their own, and how we can start to find those connection points. And we want intergenerational things going on at that event. So we want our people who've been in the game for a long time, and we want our rangatahi who are new into it to get in there and have conversations and talk about legacy and talk about different things of how we can strengthen this so that things aren't going to fall off in another 20 years when all those volunteers and all those community leaders retire or finish what they're doing and we don't have that next influx of people coming through. And so that's down to resourcing and how we can share that out better and all sorts of things. So it's going to be a pretty cool day.
Yeah, just you've brought up a really good point, especially around our volunteers. You know, a lot of them are getting a little bit older and at that stage where they're looking to see who is going to be the next people coming through. And there does seem to be quite a void at the moment. And in particular since you know, the whole COVID situation we found ourselves in. And interestingly, there is a good grouping around our rangatahi space, our youth space, that seem to be keen and wanting to get involved in volunteering and probably more event-based rather than maybe a long-term sort of scenario. So it's great to hear that there might be some good intergenerational elements going on with whatever it might be that you can't quite divulge, but sounds like hopefully soon you'll be able to bring it out. And across 5 different councils, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think that the biggest, again, this has only come about from conversations out in the community, and that's why, that's again why we do what we do. But rangatahi have great ideas. Mm. We just need to empower them to go forth and do. And we also just need to facilitate the conversations between our different generations, because we can't keep doing things how we've always done them. It's just not going to work as we move forward. So we need to start being open to some ideas. We need to be able to start sharing ideas safely, that we're not going to get laughed at or told that's not how we've done it before and we're not going to do it now, so that we can start empowering those youth to start taking the lead and start having conversations bravely.
Yeah, it's very much about providing that whole welcoming element to them, isn't it? Yeah, I know. And some of the previous roles I've had, talking with some of our older generations about, you know, it's how, you know, you do welcome them. And I think it's that mutual respect. You know, obviously it's respecting that the fact that the youth do have different ideas and may do it a different way, but that hopefully they're still going to get some really good outcomes from.
Yeah.
But then there's the flip side, is for our younger people to also respect our older people and the fact that, you know, they probably have in a way sort of experienced some of the challenges that they're facing now, but in a different society, and then handled it probably in quite a different way. So it's an interesting time, isn't it, around that space between our generations. But anyway, wow, we're going through time-wise here. We've popped just over a minute to go. So any key comments from you? Anything else you want to get across? Anything you want to leave our listeners with? The earwaves are all yours for about a minute. Just putting you on the spot, of course.
key message. Look, I think times are really tough at the moment for everybody. I think the challenges that people are facing, there are a multitude of them, and we contain multitudes, is what Mitten said. So what I'm facing is not what someone else is facing, but that's not to take away from my challenge or theirs. So I think, like what we were talking about just then with the intergenerational and rangatahi, keep your perspectives open as much as you can, be empathetic to other humans out there. Try and learn as much as you can, get a little bit uncomfortable and read a book that maybe challenges your thinking, or watch a Netflix series that's just a bit different than what you're used to. Pay attention though, pay attention to what's going on, see where you can contribute, even just at the moment. Shout out to the Kindness Collective. They don't know who I am, but I've been following them closely for years, and they're really struggling, and they're feeding a hang of a lot of kids and families across Aotearoa at the moment. There's not enough. They don't get any government funding to do that. They need help, and there are a lot of groups out there who are buckling at the moment. And so if we can even just share that story on our social media or have a conversation like this on the radio, just to keep highlighting, keep putting lights on places that are trying to do well, that are struggling, and that might just lead to someone else getting involved with them to help. So,
all right. Hey, that's a fantastic way to wrap up this session today. So thank you very much, Daz, for coming in from the Good Day Matrix.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.